The Gemara says that a nirtza, somebody who had was never ivri, that was nirtza, that works till yovel, and nimkar b'kachav is not a nirtza, somebody who's sheishanim, he's working for he's nimkar la'akum. Nirtza is easy. It's only avodai le'ilam. He only works for him, not for his children. Nimka lai v'kachavim inayim. Or mechizki amakra. Now we're going to have actually a machlaikis, because the Gemara is going to sidetrack. Bechizkiya here says one teretz. Rabbi Yechanan on the second line, the next time it says the second teretz. So you have to bear in mind that there's dechalukei deis here. But in the meantime, we deal with Chizkiya. Chizkiya amakra. The chishev keneu. V'layim yashay keneu. So we learn from here that a guy is not mayush in eved ivri to his children. Memeila amarava dvar teira evikham yarish asadav. From this we could see that there is a concept of Yerusha by Goyim. Because if there's no concept of Yerusha by Goyim, I don't need a miyot. So Gemara here says a chiddush, that a guy yarshins his father. Who cares? A guy yarshins his father. The guy cares. But the guy is asking the shaila. In case the guy says to Shiloh, we should know what to tell him. The guy says he wants to be a firmer guy. So he wants to know if Yarshin's his father. So a guy cares. So it's not community for Yid, no, not community for guy. Could be. What? Let's say Yid thinks it's Hefker and he wants to take it. That'll be not community for Yid. So if a Yid, well, that we know, have Kasav of his mother. That we already know. That has to get known all over the world.
What if he comes to the Bitameh
Elohim? The child. Atzel Hashem, he has to pay. But not Atzel...
About Yerush, why not? Why
don't they? He's Yerush. So if there's an Yerush Atzel Hashem, he has to pay. If there's no Yerush Atzel Hashem, then he doesn't have to pay. But that's...
Oh,
you don't have to come on to the Yerush, even if he has something. If he has a chayfitz and somebody wants to take it. It's interesting. The Ritva is the Kasha. He says, what's the Nafkamina? And the Ritva says it's an apkamina, like the mandiyama, gezalakum is asr. And asug is going according to the mandiyama, gezalakum is asr. And in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says gezalakum is asr, in Chayshim Ishbat, it's in Mishimim Chesif Beis, where it says that we pass from gezal, I mentioned to you once before, gezalakum is zicha asr, shaz of isteras to Rabbanan. We pass in Gezalakum as an Issa Dairaisa. At least in Chesha Mishra, we pass in that way. The Gra, Tzeichim Tzu, our Sugya. It says, Kedushi Zayin Amid Beis. Which the Gemara doesn't talk about Gezalakum here. It's Mashma that the Gra understood that the Nafkim, like the Ritva says, that the Matzah Nafkimina, that Oyvikav Yerush Asadiv, it's a Nafkimina that we should know that if a guy dies, and he leaves a son, so he's Yerush Asadiv, and otherwise, Gezalakum is us. It seems that Ritva is saying that if you hold Gezalakum is mutter, then this Gemara is not Afkamina, at least not for Yidden. If you hold Gezalakum is mutter, the Ritva is saying that our Gemara would be my Afkamina. In the Haggah, under the Ritvas, they tzechen tzu. Shitas HaYireim. The Yireim holds that even if Gezel Akum is Mutter, even if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter, and you take the guy's object, the guy has an object, and you pick it up and you take it, there's no Chalasha. The guy left something somewhere, he put it down, he's going to come back for it, and the Yid took it. When the Yid takes it, it may be true that Min HaTorah Gezel Akum is Mutter. But it's not lochem. It's not yours. It's still the guy's. It's the guy's thing, which I have and I'm using. But the Yireim holds that Gezalakum, even if your Gezalakum is mutter, you're not tired, but it's not lochem. So if somebody Well, to steal something which matters if it's lachem, if a guy, somebody was to steal a lulav or an esri from a guy, or somebody was to steal a beged from a guy that he wants to make into a beged shel tzitzis, which talis cotton, talis gadol has to be lachem, lulav and esri has to be lachem. So if somebody's going to swipe these things, the Urayim says that even if you'll get the lachem is mutter, but it's not yours. It's not lachem. It's not yours. So, and it's not because if you hope that the Torah didn't ask the Gezalakum, so it means I have the guy's thing in my house, and I don't have ownership in it. Do I have Kinyani Gezela? Well, Kinyani Gezela is only for Achrayas. You'd have to pay them back, and since a guy, I don't have to pay back. So it comes out, I have no Kinyani in it at all. It's just under my control, but it's not mine. What? What does Kinyani Gezela mean? Kinyani Gezela only means that I'm responsible for it. Now, if there's Yish and Shino, he said that'll be a Kenyan, but Stam, you steal something. That's an act of stealing, doesn't make it yours. It's no different than any other Gezel. The Chiddush is, you might think Gezel Akum is Mutter means it becomes yours. Yerayim says, no, it doesn't become yours. Memela. Agimara is enough Kamina, even like the man beyond the Gezel Akum is Mutter. Because even though Gezel Akum is Mutter, still an afkamina, a person dies. If a yid was to take something that he died, it's not hefker. Goy is Yerusha Saviv, so Mela, it's an afkamina like the Urayim, that you might think it's hefker. If a guy dies, but he leaves over his hefker, and I can take it to Lachem, so Kamash will learn that it's not Lachem, and Minat Torah, if a person dies, his son automatically yarshes. So these are two mahalchim in the Gemara. Either that there's an afkamina legabe gezlakum aser, that if a man dies and leaves something over, you can't just take it. Or if you hold gezlakum mutter minat Torah, it's an afkamina legabe being lochem. This is the pshat. This is the pshat in the Gemara, and as far as nafkamina, why we don't say it's nafkamina if a guy yes us a shayla, I'm not sure. If a guy, you have a ben nayach, he wants to keep shavuot mitzvahs ben nayach, and he asks you a shayla, why isn't it a nafkamina? So maybe we'll see. Because Rav is saying zayse meres, the vatora, he's telling us a chiddush. Why is Rav wasting his breath if it doesn't matter? The what? But the Torah is going to create a din which has no nafkamina. For practical purposes, it's hefker, and theoretically, the son yarshins. Who cares? Who cares, son yarshins? If there's no practical, in dina mominis, if there's no, you can have dina kevin sarah mara, which never happens. But here, what are you going to make? In theory, the son yarshins, but there's no practical nafkamina, so that's not yarshining. That's not ownership. It will be afkamina drabana. Okay. I mean, the question is why the Torah is Megala, what the Torah is. Rabbanah can make any tekana they want, even if it's hefker, Rabbanah can make a tekana that you can't take. But it's not here for a guy. I don't know why the Ritva doesn't say it's not here for a guy. If you have a Ben Nayach, you have the Noahites, right? They want to keep the Shevus of Ben Nayach, and they want to know what to do. I don't know why he doesn't say it. What happens if a guy dies, he has no children? A guy dies, he has no children. So the Rambam says a chiddush that Akum Yerushas Aviv. Loshna Gemara? Aviv Kacham Yerushas Aviv. So the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlais, Perek Vav Halachates, that a son yarshins a father by a guy. But if there are no children, and a guy dies, all of his nechasim are hefker. Brother's not Yairish. The Lashon Rambam is Shar Yerusha Sehen Menichin Lefimin Hagam. All other Yana Yerusha, we leave them according to their minig. And being that we leave it according to their minig, so whatever the deed of the Malchusa is, in Yerusha, the Torah didn't give it to anybody. Whatever the Dina Yerusha are in any particular country, so that goes kafi min hagam, not kafi dinei Torah. The Ramesh is medayik that if you're in a country where the law is Let's say in America, a man dies, Sui Arshinsim, who's the first one in America? His wife. His wife is the first one to yashin him. That's not apidine Torah. Apidine Torah, wife doesn't yashin the husband. Wife is supported by the husband for the rest of her life. But apidine Torah, wife doesn't yashin the kids. Doesn't yashin the husband. She's entitled to support, but the children yashin. Ramesha writes that Abdina the Malchusa, the Rambam is saying Dina Machus is good after the children. But the children, they come first. And in Mela, the children Yarshin, not the wife. Not Gemina. If you have a Goyishan neighbor, and the husband dies, and the wife is alive, and the wife wants to give you a present of something, it's not hers. It's her children's. It won't hurt at all. So this Ramesha says this in Chiddush. He says, I think, in Aruch Chaf Beis, that you see clearly from the Rambam that Dina de Malchusa by Yerusha only works for everything else, but that a Ben Yarshin's first, that's Gzeres HaKosev. That a Ben Yarshin's first. If there was no Ben, so then there's no Yarish, right? No, there's no Mashkanisha on a Baila. Whatever she earned is hers. The same thing by us. If she came with the same log, it's hers.
But,
no, it's not her kind of Bible, but she earned the size.
So why can't she give away?
Her husband thinks she can give away. I'm just talking about her husband thinks she can't give away. Yeah. Rabbi Chanan brings a nice makar for this from a pasuk in Chumash. Rabbi Chanan is in the Kavitz Aris, some Samach Dalid. He says, Avraham said to Rabbi Nishalaylam, Hein li loin asata zera. Zara. He says to Hashem, you didn't give me any children. Vihine, let's say after that. Ben Basi Arishaisi says, Eliezer's going to yarsh me. I have no children. So Eliezer's just going to get everything. So Zakhtar Rebbe Chanan, we mean Eliezer's going to get everything. You have no children. See, your brother yarshins. Abraham had brothers. He had relatives. What's he made? Ben Basi Arishaisi. He says, it's clear like the Rambam. Abraham held himself to be a Ben Nayath. And if you have no children, so Ben Basi Arishaisi. So I don't know if they will tell Eliezer, or Eliezer will take it on his own, but there's no DNA relation. So this is the Rambam Shita, Mistam, it's the Halacha, that there's only Yerusha for a child, and there's no Yerusha for other relatives.
Is that a true application?
In theory, it's a good application. In practice, it'll never matter because she's entitled to support. So whether she's giving a present, if she's just giving a few dollars, it's probably part of her the way she always lived. If she's giving a lot of money, then it'll be a problem. But again, you have to know it's not her money. Maybe she got brought in money into the marriage. In practical terms, I don't think it's that much of a nafkamina. But in theory, it could be a big nafkamina.
You also started to say that the children are miyash because they are familiar with it.
Maybe the children are Yayish. Funny kind of Yishlam Yidas. They know what they're losing, but they don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting question. The Mimi in Asugi disagrees. The Mimi says that Gayim have all Yarshim. It appears that Rashi in Yevamis Samach Beis also holds this way. So the Gemara in Yevamis and Samach Beis Lamed Aleph says that Akum Lav B'nei Nachla. When it says Goyim don't have Yerusha, and Rashi says, why does it mean Goyim don't have Yerusha? Bas keben or bechor kepashut. I says, what does it mean Goyim don't have Yerusha? Bas keben, the female and males are equal. Bechor kepashut, and her older son and other sons are equal. If they're lav b'nei nachla, Rashi should have said they don't have Yerushim except for a son. There's no achin, there's no av, and there's no daiv. Vice versa from Rashi, the Rashi holds that other dinei nachla do apply. So it seems to be a machlekes rishayim, but mistam the Rambam is klar. Mistam the Iker is like the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's no Yerusha except for a son, and mistam that's the Iker. The Miches Chinuch, a mitzvah tough, asks if we say a guy has no Yerusha except for a son. Lachayra, everything a guy leaves when he dies, if he has no children, should be hefker. Should be hefker for anybody to be able to take. Yes, it's a kasha that he doesn't understand. The Rambam says only son. Okay, only son, but that means otherwise it's hefker. A ger dies, everything's hefker. A guy dies, everything should be hefker. So Michas Nirech asks, why it's not just hefker? Every single guy dies if he has no kids. But Rav Moshe writes, and the Birchas Avram both say the same thing, that the rule of Dina de Malchusa, I shouldn't even say Dina Malchusa, the rule of Dinim, one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach is Dinim. Right? Seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are, right, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, right? Eva Menachai, and Birchas Hashem, and Giran, and Gezola, and Eva, and Dinim. And then the three Yarav Yavars. Those are the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So Dalet is Dinim. So Rav Moshe writes that since Goyim are mitzvah in Dinim, they know a mitzvah in Dinim. So they're mitzvah to have set up Dinim, whatever the Dinim are. And hey, yes, the mitzvah to set up Dinim, in Meila, it lives that way. It's not just Dinim Achusadina, it's in Torah that Goyim are mechuyif to set up Dinim Aminis. And the Kabbalah Satara was a Ben has to Yarshin, and beyond that, anybody else could Yarshin.
Just say that.
That's the thing. It's like Bezdin. Yeah, the Chiddush is that even though Bezdin didn't do it, the Goyim did it, right? The court system in the United States did it, or the Congress did it. So Hayoyis that Goyim are mitzvah and dinim. So it is that way in the Torah. It could be that way anyway if you hold dinim machusadina applies here. Would it be anyway? Ramesh is saying without that, the Torah requires the Goyim to set up dinim. So the main of that dinim are the are what's binding. So he gets into that. The Birchas Avraham gets into that. If the dinim the guy set up, are they? What's the mitzvah of dinim that goyim have? Is it that they could set up whatever dinim they want, or is it they have to set up the dinim atayra? It's the chalukei deis on this. There's no klar raya from anywhere in Shas and Bavli. What the mitzvah of dinim is, in Yerushalmi, there's a mashmois that it's machlekes. He taka says that it should be totally in that. The Birchas Avraham says that you should know there's a shaila by goyim. Goyim have dinim, right? What does dinim mean? Let's say goyim say a shomechina mischayiv on neva vaved. Is that dinim by a goy? It contradicts the Torah. The Torah says shomechina mispater. So the achilukei dayos says to what dinim means. Does dinim mean as long as all the goyim in the country agree, they can set up whatever they want? What does dinim mean that goyim have a rule to go with dinei atorah in their own financial affairs? If you hold that goyim have to go according to dinei atorah in their own financial affairs, then Michas Chinuch is right. The dinei atorah are that nobody but a son yarshins. Is Yerushalmi for a son? Torah says, "Vinei ben beis yarish aisi." Torah says beferish that if there's nobody yarshin. So if you hold dinim as a lamdis that they have to keep dinim amdis of the Torah, mitzad atzmam, then an achinami, the Michas Chinuch kasha is right, and the Torah is no good. The Torah only makes sense if you learn that dinim of goyim is a mitzvah. They have to set up whatever they want. They just have to set up a system of dinim, and being that they have the option of setting up any system of dinim that they choose. So Mimela, any system of Yerusha would work as well. This is how to understand the way it works. L'chayra will be enough kamina. I'm just thinking aloud. If somebody's a lawyer, and he represents someone that wants to get money in a Yerusha, which is Shalai Kedim, which happens all the time. If somebody dies and leaves a will, and somebody contests the will, or even someone wants to enforce the will, Shalai al Pidin. So by Yidin, we know. A Yid dies, they have to go according to Dinei Yerusha. By Goyim, so we're learning today a Chiddush, that it must go to the Ben. That's the halacha of the Torah. Goyim don't want to do it, they won't do it. But we can't do anything to change that a Yerusha has to go to a child. So if somebody's a lawyer for the wife, or a lawyer for another relative, and the children want the Yerusha, and he's challenging it, would that be mutter? Why? He's facilitating. He's making it happen. What? So the question is, what is it? Is it Lifnei Iver? So if he's the world's best lawyer, then it's Lifnei Iver. Because Lishna Iver remembers only if no one else could do it. So it could be it's not Lishna Iver, right? Lishna Iver is only if it wouldn't happen without you. So since someone else could do it, maybe it's not Lishna Iver. So what is it? It's just Mstayaya, which by Goyim is Mutter. I don't know, maybe it's Taka Mutter. I'm just wondering if we don't think of things that way, right? We don't. You know, we think of things differently, but it's okay. The Torah spells that out. What? L'chol, you'd be allowed to, because by Goyim there's no Mesayaya. The goal is an Aveira. He's trying to get the money. But Lishna Iver is only if no one else could do it. Since someone else could do it, Pashtus, there's no Lishna Iver. So just that why there's a Yishu Mesayaya. There's no Lishna Iver, not be Mesayaya De'Avei Aveira. Mesayaya De'Avei Aveira, by Goyim the Shasa doesn't apply. So it could be Mutter. Now, Barakoponim, we learned this chiddush here today that is Lifnei Iver, that Dinei Yerusha by Goyim, the Torah mandates that a son yarshes. What about a daughter? What about a daughter? So we have that Rashi Yevamis is Ben Kabas. Sounds like a daughter yarshes equally with the son. So Rav Moshe in the Ha'aruch Chaf Aleph has an interesting hesper. We're saying, like the Rambam, that by Goyim only a son yarshins, no other relatives yarshin. Why? Why should a son be different? Why should a son be different? So Rav Moshe says a hesber. You could say he's the first Yairish, so maybe we keep him in. Rav Moshe says a chiddush. He says that Bror Kara Devua. Since we have a concept that a child is considered a continuation of a parent, so even where we have no Dina Yerusha at all, there's really no Yerusha of relatives, but the son Yashin's Bedin the din that the son is considered an extension of a parent. A son to a father is not a relative. Father-son is not a relative. Father-son is chad gufa. It's a continuation. A child and a parent is considered a continuation. It's a different relationship. Brakara davua means that the child, in many areas of halacha, is considered a chelik of the father. When somebody gets an aliyah, let's say his name is Reuven Ben Yaakov. So Ben Yaakov is his name, or his name is Reuven, and Ben Yaakov is for identification purposes only. Huh? How do you look at it? What do you think? Reuven Ben Yaakov, how does it work? Ben Yaakov is your name, or Ben Yaakov is just for ID purposes, you call Ben Yaakov? So Ben his mother was, so that's also his name. He has two names. He has Ben his mother and Ben his father. Well, let's say someone's a Kayin. You call him Reuven HaKayin Ben Yaakov, or you call him Reuven Ben Yaakov HaKayin. If his name is Reuven, you should call him Reuven HaKayin, and you should say Ben Yaakov. But we always say Reuven Ben Yaakov HaKayin. Who cares if his father's a Kayin? It has nothing to do with what's going on. We're trying to identify the son.
No?
What?
Ben
Bagbag. That's his whole name.
That's
his whole name, Ben Defag. There's a big sad to say that it's the whole name. Reuven Ben Yaakov is your whole name. No? You know, you now call your father by his name. Unless you say Avi. Somebody says you Aliyah. What's your name? Let's give you an Aliyah. So you say Reuven Ben Avi Yaakov. Nobody says that. Nobody says Reuven Ben Yaakov. What? What? You say Rav for every man was a Rav nowadays. I'm not going to call it anymore. No? I think the Hesber is, because Reuven Ben Yaakov is your name. You know, sometimes a person dies and his father's still alive. Someone dies, father's alive. So they write on the thing, Reuven Zal Ben Yaakov Sheyichia. That's what they write. I mean, they do it because there are emotional things involved. But really, Reuven Ben Yaakov Zal. I mean, it's not... He is Reuven Ben Yaakov. That's his name. It depends on this chakira, if there's a homeless. Abu Araya, that your name is Reuven, I don't mean your name is Reuven Yaakov, your name is whatever your name is. Abu Araya, because in Shulchan Aruch, it talks about what to do if someone doesn't know who his father is. So I understand. It says Reuven bin his mother, but it's a busha for him, so what do you do then? Why don't you just say, well, why is only Reuven ben the father ben the mother? Why not Reuven Achiv Shel Shimon? What's wrong with that? Or if there are two Reuven and Yosefs in town, so he's supposed to write Reuven and Yosef and Ed Zayda. Well, if Ed Zayda, just write Reuven Achi Shimon. Finished. If there are two people Reuven, our father Yosef. Don't you? I never heard of somebody saying Gishtar Reuven Ach Yosef Ach Shimon or something, right? What? Same rights, but the point is that Reuven ben Yaakov, I think, is the proper name. I had a riot to this in the beginning of Marcus. This concept that Brock Harold Devil was mamish. We had at the beginning of Marcus, you remember, the following case. Eidim say that Pliny is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Right? Two Eidim come to Bez, and they say, this Kain is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And then they were Zamamu, they were Eidim Zaymimim. So what do we do to them? What do we do to them? Huh? So we give them Malkus. We can't do Kasha Zama. Why can't we do Kasha Zama? So the Gemara says, what? So the Gemara says, they tried to make him a Chalal and his children. What did they try to do to this person? They tried to make him a Chalal and his children a Chalal. So now you're going to make the Zaymimim Chalalim, Loiva Lo Lazari, he can't pass those kids. Xeris HaKasav. So it's not Kashazamam. They tried to make him and his children Chalalim. And here, you're only going to make him a Chal. It's not Kashazamam. So Melim, whenever you can do Kashazamam, you give Malkus. So when I learned that, it bothered me. What happens if I say, I come into Bezna, I say, Eidus, that Reuven killed someone and Shimon killed someone. Reuven and Shimon both killed somebody. Reuven and Shimon both did Malachim. Reuven and Shimon made a campfire, and they're both throwing wood into the fire. And I gave them both Hasra. And now the Eidim are Zaynimim. What happens to the Eidim? They try to say that these two people are Mechal Shabbos, the Chayav Misa, and Yamazim the Eidim. What do you do to the Eidim? Huh? That's your question. You give them Misa, right? Why do you give them Misa? They try to give two people Misa, and you can only give them one Misa. They tried to give Misa to Reuven and Shimon. You can't give him two Misas. So why do you do Kasha Zama? Why don't you say, I can't do it? He tried to give two Misas. You can only give him one. So what are you going to do? You can't do Kasha Zama. What? Let's say they did it together. It's one Haggadah. The one Haggadah is Muslim. I said they were doing it together. I tell us it's two separate people. It's two separate people. I tried to do something to two separate people. So I get a Zama, I get an Einish for one. What about the Chalal? Chalal is also two separate people. I tried to make the father a Chalal, and then Mela's child a Chalal, and Mela's grandchild, and his great grandchild, all of them be Chalal. So I can't do Kasha Zama, and you can't give me what I tried to do to all four of them, so give me what I tried to do to one of them. No? Why not? I understand, but only affects the children to the extent that they're Chalal. Why can't it work? Why can't you make him a chol and not his children a chol? Kasha Zama. Well, what's the chesaron? The chesaron is that children are chalalim. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'm stopping a different riot. L'chol is another riot, a more of a simpler riot. The Torah says that a child could get punished for his father's averus up to 3 dairus. If he's mazik, maisi, avaisa, biyadav, a child gets punished for his father's averus. A brother gets punished for his brother's averus. I think so. No such thing. No such thing. A child could get punished for his father's averus. Why? It's mashma, there's some inyan of chag gufa between a father and a son. That's true. If the son is not ma'asik ma'asik avaisa bi'adav, he won't be punished. Even the father himself, if he does tshuva, he doesn't get punished. But if he's continuing in the mahalach, he gets punished for his father's averus. Why? It's also mashma, there's some inyan of chad gufa here. A different raya. That raya is okay. You had in the end of the first parak, towards the end of the first parak, who lo maid with the night lo maid? The Gemara actually has a ma'isa. The Gemara says, one of the Amoraim sent his son to learn. And he saw that his son wasn't being matzliach in his learning. So he told the son, you work and I'll learn. This sounds like a good arrangement. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that a father to learn or a son to learn, Lashon Shulchan Aruch, I believe, is the one that's mechadei tfei, the one that has more atzlach in his learning, is the one that should learn. The other one should support him. Father and son, the one that's mechadei tfei, should learn. So it always bothered me, why the one that's mechadei tfei? If you have two different people, one person is smarter in his learning, but both try equally, so they have the same schar, the same ratan Hashem. Why a child is mechadei tfei, why is that any different? What's Kvayt Shemayim? Why is it more Kvayt Shemayim? Because he knows more and he knows less. If they're both putting effort in, there's more Kvayt Shemayim. But what if the word is output? Why should output matter with two different people? If you see two different people sitting and learning, they're both trying just as hard, the same as mother, and one is smarter, it goes better. So there's more Kvayt Shemayim.
Like some people that give 10% of their parnasa, but the person has the mind gets more of parnasa, and in fact, it's done more.
Then he impacts it more. But why should I be matched with his mice over his mice? Okay, maybe his mice is more. Huh? You think it's that way? You think it's that way in Kol that you should support the one that has more output? It's only a din by father and son. What? Up the Shulchan Aruch said. That's why. The Shulchan Aruch lashon, the Rambam's lashon really, is the one that's mechadei tfei. From the Gemara wouldn't be muchach, but from the
Rambam.
What?
They stay.
So it's nothing to do with father and son. It could be any two people. It could be two brothers also. I think it's a halacha dafka father and son, because b'no kara davua. It's like chad gufa. If you have chad gufa, and you have two ways to learn, one which is more atzlacha, and one which is less, you have to learn the way that's more atzlacha. The father and son have this halacha of chad gufa. Look, I mean many things, obviously not totally. This has nothing to do with Yisachar Zavur. Yisachar Zavur has nothing to do with Mechad Ditvei. It doesn't say Mechad Ditvei.
Yeah,
anyway, Ramesh is the Kuda here. What I'm just trying to do is illustrate to you the idea of Barak HaRabavua, that it's Mamish. Barak HaRabavua is Mamish. A son is continuation of a parent. The truth is, biologically, it's that way. What is a child? A child is a piece of basar from the parents. A piece of mamash is from the parents. So to a certain degree, it's a continuation. Ramesha says that the pshat of the Gemara is there's no Yerusha by B'nai Noach, period. But there's a din of B'nai Kara Dovua that a child continues the parent. Since a child is a part of the parent, so it's a continuation of the parent, so it's a different musag. It's a different relationship. It's what? In Bezdin, it's a change of ownership. It is a change. He has his own Balei Chayiv. I don't have to pay my father's Balei Chayiv if I don't pay my Balei Chayiv. We're two separate neshamas. But it's hard to say that it's literally a continuation of ownership because we know that the Dine Balei Chayiv don't go vayta. If there's money, they carry over. If there's minatayra, if you hold achrayas, there's no achrayas minatayra, then it doesn't go over. If you hold yiris, then it does go over. Maybe it's a dinner of Nakar Devor. Maybe in Torah the Chayvus would go over too. Could be. Well, nice. It's irrelevant. The Torah said the Pharisee of Ben Yarsh, but I'll tell you why it doesn't work by Yid. So Ramesha writes with this pshat of Nakar Devor, he writes therefore by a guy a Ben and a Bas are equal. How do Rashi know Ben and a Bas are equal? That son and a daughter are equal. The Gemara says. Ben, it was Loshna Gemara, become Yerush HaSadiv. So who says that it's a daughter also? If you would learn the Gemara Pashit, so it's saying that the Dina Yerush of the Yid apply to a guy by a son, and that's it. How do you know a daughter? So it's Rav Meisha, because the Rambam understood the Lomdis, that there's no Pasha of Yerusha by Goyim. Yerusha is part of Tariq mitzvahs. It's mitzvah tough, and it's a separate mitzvah. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs of Enaya. Why does the son yarshin? Because they're not karo davua. If so, Abbas is also karo davua. And Abbas also yarshin. Some of them are Ben and Abbas are equally a yarshin. The yarshin of mother also. Nachinai, but a mother is pashit, because even the Israeli yarshin is his mother. Kiddush is that Ben and Abbas are equal, which is not true by Israel. But by the guy who it's a din, but not karo davua, they're equal.
Maybe it's bent to the up and bent to the mother. Maybe it's bent to the father and the back.
There's no logical reason the son should yarshin the father and the daughter the mother. There's no logical reason for that.
You can understand them more as the benefit of the father.
No. Huh? Both of them come from the mother's womb equally. You just want the son and want the daughter. Let's see. Alright, so this is the Din Yerusha. Ger osay v'kechavim. New case. A ger, I don't know how you look at a ger. A ger is also karadavur, no? So Gemara says, "Ger osay v'kechavim ain I divrei Torah, I li divrei Sefer." He's a new person. Rashi brings that ger shen is gayer kachat shen I ladami, and since he's kachat shen I ladami. Since he's Gershon, he's got a Gershon. Oh, but we may leave as a Yarshon. What?
This
is Yarshon Avram.
This is not how I got
Avram's money's gone problem. Already.
So
he's not Karo Dovu either.
Right.
He's not Karo Dovu. What?
Huh?
So Nachas did Yichus, he has no Yichus. When we say Gershon is got a Gershon, that's the guy with relatives. Ger has no relatives. So since he has no relatives, so what should I have done? So chal is a double portion.
It's a typical thing, though.
What? So if it's a physical thing, what should be? So it should still be physically a continuation. He's physically a son, and yet he doesn't have Dina's son. Look, I'll be a daughter is Megayer. If a father is Megayer later, she can marry a father. It's a daughter. So, and they don't have no arayas, they have no relationships. Vice versa, that it's a din, that the relationship is severed. That's what it seems. Now, the Gemara brings a raya, the Tanan. Gemara brings a raya because it says in the Mishnah, Ger v'kechavim she'yashur saviyam v'kechavim, a ger and a goy. Now, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is not talking about Dinei Yerusha, it's talking about Dinei Avodah Zarah. So it says over there, Ger v'kam shoshu saviyam lo v'kechavim, Ger yachalayim lo v'kechavim, Tul ata avaydes v'kechavim v'ani mois. It's a very big chiddush. Because you're having hanah from avaydes zara. A very indirect hanah. Saying, you take the avaydes zara, I get the cash. Tul ata yayinesach, ani peris. But unless, mishabar v'shus ger osur. Once the moving truck delivered the father's things into the ger's property, and the guy takes a look at what's there, and we see the Isuri Anar, then it's too late. Then he can't trade it anymore. How can he ever trade it? When a man dies, the stuff automatically belongs to the children. We don't want to tempt the guy to abandon Yiddishkeit because he's losing all this money. So Shem Yazal is Surai. So therefore, Gzeru Dabar Rabbanu Shem Yazal is Surai. Tanya Nami Hachi, Medvar Mum Kshi Yashu, which is a Minotaur is Nakaina, Abak Shishtafu, Asr. The only Ha'ara here is why we need a Raya. Ditnan, the rule of Gershon this guy, Kukat Shinola Dami, is well known all over Shas. The Gemara doesn't bring rayas to it usually. And what's the Havamina here that the ger should yarshin his father? A little difficult, unless, like Ramesha says, that the ger is part of the continuation of the book of the father. There is a clair, I believe, in the Kuntra Sashirim, a geder, when do you say Gershon is Gaya Kakat Shanela Dami. The rule is we only say it by inyane kurva, right? Relationships. But we'll say mamen, we don't say, let's say a guy owns a car. He's the guy. So we don't say, oh, now he's a new person, he doesn't own the car anymore. Something he already possesses, even if he's a megayer, he still has possession of. If you owe a guy money, the guy's megayer, do you have to pay him? You have to pay him, the Gemara says. Why? He's kakan shenay ledam, he's a new person, he's not the same person. Legabe, things that he owns, legabe, something a person owns, we don't say gershon is gak kakan shenay ledam. Now, the emes is Yerusha is kurva. Yerusha is a relationship. And we do say, Gershon is Gaikot and Shanay Ladam. But the question is, why do you need a raya, ditnan? So the reason you need a raya is because I talk would have a hava, meaning to say, Yerusha is a schus that he owns. Actually, Yerusha is a schus that he owns. If you own something and you're Magayu, you still own it. Like if someone owes you money and you're Magayu, he still owes it to you. So maybe Yerusha works that way, that the father's things are Meshubah to you, and you're Megayah, and they're still Meshubah to you. So that could be is the Chiddush of this Gemara. The emes is that Yerusha is Kurva, it's a relationship, which gets severed with the Geirus. But Bafuke, I have a mina that's a Sus Mamin. Sus Mamin, you don't say Gershon is Gaikot, Shanay Ledami. So Bafuke there. Okay, let's see. Back to Gemara, third case. Oh, the kachavim is ager. Full lines in the bottom. The ger is ager. A guy yashering a ger, or a ger yashering a ger. What does that mean? A ger yashering a ger. So Rashi says, "Avu benoshin is gairu." They're megayah together. So they're Megai together. Ger is a ger. Eino lo mi devei seifim. Lo mi devei tal, lo mi devei seifim. There's no Yerush at all. Ger is a ger. Interesting. I have a family on my block. They're Megaier. A couple and three daughters. They're all Megaier. They live on your block, across the street, between O and P. And now they had a fourth child. I think a fourth. There's also a daughter, I think. So it comes out, when it comes to Yerusha, only the fourth daughter is going to be Asher, not the first three. No? First three are locked out. Think of it that way. Huh? That's what says in the Gemara. Gera Sagera, that whoever is Megayah with the parents doesn't Yerusha the parents. So they have these three children that were Megayah with them a couple of years ago. So then they're not going to yashin the parents. The fourth daughter is the only one that's going to yashin. Interesting then. Okay, I hope it never comes to a fight. Right now they have no problems. They don't have much money. There's only fights in Yerusha when there's a lot of money. If somebody's lucky enough to die without any money, so his kids get along. But anyway, now we bring a riot to this. Love amais min hagershin is gaul ban of imai. If you lend money from a ger, shin is gaul ban of imai. La yazal a ban of. Don't return it to the children. Why? Because the children don't yashin the father. This man is a man who died without yashin. Vim hichzir ein ruach achavim nechem enu. We darka don't want you to return it. We don't want somebody to say, oh, it's hither, I'll return to the children. No, it's not a hither. Gershon is guys cutting shenayla dami. They're not related. There's no Yerusha. Fak the Gemara, Vatanya, or Vatanan, Wachacham Neichemenu. We have a stira. In one place it says you should give it to the children, one place not. Fak the Gemara, Lokasha, Kanche Rasa Velidasa Shalai Bikdusha. Kanche Rasa Shalai Bikdusha, Lidasa Bikdusha. What does this mean? Rasa Velidasa Shalai Bikdusha means that he was born when the mother was still a guy. Hayrasa shalai b'kdusha laydasa b'kdusha means, now while the mother was pregnant, she was titled, we had a this last year, that we get aleph from an aleph, I think, that muberes, that's titled, so it's a geris for the childhood. That's called hayrasa shalai b'kdusha laydasa b'kdusha. So one of these two you're supposed to give the money to, and one not. So which one do you give, and which one don't you give? Huh? Which one should you give the money to? You don't have to give to any viceroys. Just Ruach Hacham Nechemen. So which one is Ruach Hacham Nechemen? What? Leidasi B'Kedusha. Why? What? So Atirei Mamin is, he really doesn't deserve it any more than the other one. So Rashi says, Mukhlif B'Yisrael Gamar. The one who's at least born a Yid looks like a Yid. It looks like a real honest to goodness born Jew. So by him, after it's Ruach Hacham Nechemen. And by he was saying, "Unless you shall be too should any work of him." The Rash in Masech the Shavuos, the Pirush on the Mishnayos, Masech the Shavuos, not Shavuos, Masech the Shavuos, the Rash learns Fakert that he was saying, "Veleidasa shall be kedusha is." You do give the money to, and a rasai shalai b'kedusha, rasai b'kedusha, you don't give the money to. And his raya is, he says, the lashon shenizgayer ubanav imai, gershenizgayer ubanav imai, is mashma that the child was already born before the geris. Gershenizgayer ubanav imai is mashma the child was already born. See, how could you say tonight? By a rasai, by leidasa b'kedusha. How can you say it's by leidasa b'kedusha? Like Rashi seems to say, the lashon banav imai is mashma that he was already born. That's the Rashi's kasha.
That works out well.
So the problem with the Rashi is that it works out just the opposite of what he says. In our Gemara, look at the lashon. So the Lama Maisa Gershon is Gaur Ban of Imai Le'azim Hizah Ein Ruach Hacham Nechemenu. So Ban of Imai means that the child was born as a guy. So Ein Ruach Hacham, that fits well with Rashi. It's just the opposite of what the Rash says. So the Stipler brings this Rash down. He says he must add a different Gershon to the Gemara. He must add a Gershon to the first one Ruach Hacham and the second one Ein Ruach Hacham. I don't think there's any Gershon like that here on the page. But you know, it fit very well. The way we have it, the first one says the Tanan, the second one Tanya. So on the side they change the first one to Tanya and the second one to Tanan. Because the one that's in Mishnah says Nechemenu. According to the original Gersa, so the first one was Tanan, should say Lecham Nechemenu, and the second one was Tanya, should say Emrachachem. Anyway, the Stipler asks that by us, both of them say, Shinizgayer Banav Imai. The way it has an argument, the Bryce says, brought in the Gemara, says, who in the Banav Imai? And then, Vatanan, Racham Nechemenu, that's a Mishnah in Shvias, that also says, this guy who Banav Imai. So it says, this guy who Banav Imai, in both Mishnahs, in both the Mishnah and the Bryce, well, the language in this guy who banavima is mashma what? It's mashma. This guy who banavima that the child was born before he became a ger. So if that's true. How could you just say I'm beleidasa b'kedusha? How could you just say I'm beleidasa?
Why did you say banavima? Because she said it at the time.
Is that a good lashon? Should this guy who ubanav imai?
The child considered
ubanav 30 days.
The child
after 40 days.
Yeah. So the
child can live. And the truth is that we talk about that. Last year when we learned the sugya of a muberes shatavla, that the geris for the child, we talk at two mahalchim. The Stipler says this to explain the Gemara. We had two mahalchim. One mahalach was that if a mother tovels, why is the child a ger? A pregnant woman tovels, why is the child a ger? So one way to learn is because it's part of the mother. It's a good for the neighbor of the mother. So the mother, this is just like when a woman's Megayer, her kidneys Megayer, and her lungs are Megayer, and her heart is Megayer. Everything in her body is Megayer. So the child is also a chelik of the mother. But we had a second mahalach in Rishonim that the child is a separate entity. The child is really a separate entity. It's a geris for the mother and a geris for the child. And the child is not in water, the child is in the mother. Right? If the child is a separate entity, what kind of tefillah is it? So we said that tefillah is beis hastarim, something that's covered in its normal way. It's not a stira, it's not a chatzitza. It's mamish like the child is nitfal. It has the mother's womb around, it's not a chatzitza, it's a normal way for it to be. We had two mahalsim last year. If we're the Muberes titles, why is the child a ger? Is it let's say the best in charge is per ger. They get for two or they get for one? When the Muberes titles. It's one or it's two. If you learn it's one guf, then it's one. If you learn that the child is a separate entity, then it's two. We had a nafkamina. Anybody remember a nafkamina we had?
Huh?
What? But the Torah doesn't affect the payment. What? If he needs the eighth day or if he needs the first day. Or Mila. If he has a din yid before the bris Mila. If you hold that he's born b'kedusha, so he has a din yid right away. If he's part of the mother, he has a din yid right away. If he's his own person, so he has to wait for Mila to be a full yid. We had the place that this nafkamina was brought was a Nadi Yehuda who said that if a woman tivels and Bezdin doesn't know she's pregnant, let's say she's an early pregnancy, Bezdin doesn't know that she's pregnant. The Nadi Yehuda said if a woman tivels and Bezdin doesn't know she's pregnant, the child is not a ger. The child is not a ger. There was no Bezdin on the tefillah of this child. As the Nadi Yehuda said. Now, if you learn that the child is an aver of the mother, then it makes no sense. If a woman happens to have three kidneys instead of two, so the third kidney is not Jewish because the bezin didn't know, it's not true. If it's just an aver of the mother, it doesn't matter. Whatever aver, and then a guf, and the shama becomes a ger. Then Rabbi Yehuda learns that's a separate geris for the child, a separate geris for the parents. And therefore, if you don't know, then the child is not a ger. The stipler says the lashon shenizgayu ubanav imai is mashma like the Nadi Yehuda. That when a muberes goes, we're setting an einle basi b'kedusha. A pregnant woman went to the mikvah, and we're calling that nizgayu ubanav imai. That the child was megayer. What do you mean the child was megayer? The wife was megayer, and then she gave birth. No. It's like the stipler's a raya that when a pregnant woman is megayer, the child is being megayer. That's the guess of the child.
They don't know, and she says, if I have a child, it should also be part of the heritage.
She says beforehand, someone's stomach's good, like any tefillah on it tonight. If someone titles on it tonight, the stomach, it would be good also.
So she turned out not to be pregnant, she wouldn't be Magaya?
What?
She turned out not to be pregnant, she wouldn't be Magaya?
Yeah, she is.
She made it tonight.
No, she made it tonight for herself. She made it tonight. If I'm pregnant, I want the baby to be more embarrassed to the garrison child too. So look at that. So anyway, that's how the Stapler explains the lashon of Nisgaru Banav Imai. Rav Chiya Barabin, Amar Rav Yechanan, second Drasha, Oved HaKechavim Yerush Es Aviv Devar Torah, Dixiv, a new Drasha. Ki Yerusha La'esav Nasati Es Har Seir. That it says before, Shaisav Yashins. In fact, the Gemara Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shari. Esav is Jewish, he's just a mummer. So Melech, no raya. So as I mentioned to you yesterday, Chayes of Beferish Gemara, that Esav is Jewish. His children are not Jewish because he married Goyim. But he himself is Jewish. So his children were Jewish, but then his grandchildren weren't. I mean, I don't mean to say there's no lineage of Judaism. Yeah, but I mean, it's his child. If his child's a guy, then there wouldn't be Yerusha anyway. So it's got to be his child as a Yid also. Okay, so his child is a Yid. So Yerusha, as I say, the Gemara says Yisrael Mavishani, meaning even his child is Yisrael Mavishani. Okay, good. So even his child is Yisrael, but we're good. So the Gemara says there's no Ra'ayah from there that Gaim Yarshin. So we have two drashas. Doesn't say a miyot, has a mashma miyot. What does that mean? Not covered Avram, but calling it a Yerusha. Calling it a Yerusha, gets it in Yerusha. Kvayde shal Avram, but otherwise it wouldn't apply. Right, this Nakuda, even though the Gemara says that Esav is a God, is a Yid, the truth is that it's not Pashut. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin that says Esav is a guy. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll come back to that Nakuda. Start the next Gemara as well, but Mitzvah Shem.